This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. There's a new movie opening this weekend called Precious. It's a raw, realistic-looking account of a teenager growing up in Harlem. Just about everything that could go wrong for this girl has. She's poor, she's obese, illiterate, abused by her mother, and pregnant for the second time by her father.
Something you do well?
Nothing.
Everybody's good at something.
Well, I could cook. And I never really taught in class before.
The star is a young woman named Gabourey Sidibe. Her performance as Precious has already prompted a lot of Oscar talk, and it's her very first movie. Studio 360's Jenny Lawton talked with Sidibe about making her debut.
When an unknown actor has a breakout role, we assume they must be exactly like the character they play. So the girl playing Precious must be awkward, defensive, shy. Gabby, on the other hand, loves musical theater.
In The Wiz, I was Glinda the Good Witch. I had a lot of solos, actually.
That was college theater. Gabby has never taken an acting class. She was working as a receptionist in Harlem and taking college courses when her mom told her about the casting call. She almost didn't show up because she had to miss class.
But I ended up at this audition, and within an hour of leaving, I had a call for the callback.
A day after that, she met with the director, Lee Daniels, and got the part.
And it just kept happening so quickly that I really didn't have time to, like, really ask myself whether I really wanted to do it or not.
And that could have been a good thing, because Precious is the kind of role you might worry about.
My name is Clarice Precious Jones. I go by Precious. I live in Harlem. I like yellow. And I had problems at my other school, so I come here.
Gabby had been working on a degree in psychology.
I wanted to be a therapist for a long time. I've since gotten over that. But it certainly helped to get into her brain, because I've read a lot of psychology books about victimized children and, you know, victims of incest and victims of abuse. And so it certainly helped me to kind of get into her emotions.
You don't even like me.
Have we not been in this room together for like a year discussing your life?
Does that mean we like each other because we discuss my life?
I can't speak for you. I can only speak for me. And I do like you. I do.
My throat is dry.
Your throat is dry?
It's really hot in here.
It is kind of hot in here. I'm gonna go get a soda.
I've been able to mimic other people because I was made fun of. Well, I'm going to, like, make fun of you, too. And so I've been able to come with a lot of different voices in my life. And so it was just about getting that voice. And then with Mr. Daniels' direction, he wanted the voice to be deeper, or, you know, deeper, deeper. It's almost, like, animalistic, kind of, like, almost inaudible. So you can hear the neglect in her voice.
I'm going to volunteer in school.
This is an alternative.
What alternative is?
The hardest scenes in the movie to watch are when Precious is being abused by her mother, Mary. She throws dishes at her, she swings an iron skillet at her head, and she pummels her with insult after insult. Nobody wants you. Nobody needs you. Stupid. Ugly. Fat.
When Mary is, berating Precious, and she's calling her all sorts of names, and it's all names that I've heard before in my life, but it didn't take an emotional toll on me because I know very well who I am. I just lived outside of myself when I had to do it. It's so funny. People are always saying, oh, like, some people tell me, oh, when I did this role, my first role, I got so into it that the lines blurred between you, and I was like, that's weird. Can't you just act? Do you really have to live it?
When Precious has to endure the worst abuse, she jumps out of her reality. The movie cuts to these fantasy sequences where she's a model or celebrity with a hot boyfriend. And Gabby has kind of jumped out of her reality, too. She just made a movie with Mariah Carey and Monique, and now she knows Oprah. But one thing she still has in common with Precious is her body. And for someone who wants to make it in the image-driven world of Hollywood, that's going to be a challenge. And there's something else about Precious that's familiar to Gabby.
I recognize this girl, Precious, and I recognize Mary and family members and friends and people I didn't want to know. She's such a familiar person. What she wants most in life is to learn to read and to be able to take care of her children, you know? And that's, it shouldn't be so hard to do. I mean, we neglect cases like hers because we don't care. Not that we don't know, but we don't care. I realized that not only do I know this girl, I've ignored this girl.
For Studio 360, I'm Jenny Lawton.
Gabourey Sidibe is the star of Precious, and it's in theaters right now.